The new romantic comedy, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, stars Kate Hudson as a magazine columnist and Matthew McConaughey as the subject of her latest experiment in dating. The producer is Linda Obst, who gave us Sleepless in Seattle. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
I love the premise of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's both Sex in the City modern and Doris Day old-fashioned. It's totally implausible, and yet it gets at something real. The way that having to play roles during courtship can be a recipe for insanity. It begins with Michelle, played by Catherine Hahn, getting dropped by a guy she slept with and said, "I love you," to in their first week of dating. After that, he won't pick up the phone. Michelle works at a high-end fashion magazine, where her boss, played by Bebe Neuwirth as a demonic synthesis of Anna Wintour and Helen Gurley Brown, wants her to write about the breakup. The person who comes to her rescue is her best friend, Andy Anderson, played by star Kate Hudson. Andy is the magazine's quirky how-to columnist, and this time, she announces, she'll write a how not to. She'll pick up a guy and intentionally do everything wrong. Here are Andy and Michelle and another friend, Jeannie, all done up and on their way to a hot party.
Never going to pull this off.
Watch me. Tonight, I'll hook a guy. Tomorrow, pull the switch. Before the 10 days are up, I'm going to have this guy running for his life.
You're not going to burn his apartment down or bite him or anything, are you?
No. I'm going to limit myself to doing everything girls do wrong in relationships. Basically, everything we know guys hate. I'll be clingy, needy.
Be touchy-feely.
Yeah.
Ooh. Call him in the middle of the night and tell him everything you had to eat that day.
What's wrong with that?
That last little peep came from Michelle. You can guess why the guy hightailed it. What Andy doesn't know is that the hunk she ends up with, Benjamin Barry, played by Matthew McConaughey, has an ulterior motive, too. He's a beer and sneakers advertising guy who wants to land a big diamond account. And he takes a bet from his boss to prove he does, too, understand what women want. Why, he can make a woman fall in love with him in, you guessed it, 10 days. I know this sounds laborious and vaguely idiotic, but think about it. You have a woman striving to be clingy and invasive, and a man striving to put up with it. Neither is emotionally honest, and neither behaves the way the other expects. Benjamin just won't drop Andy, even when she calls him Benny Boo and buys him a yappy little dog and drapes pink doilies over everything and fills his medicine cabinet with feminine hygiene products and leaves 16 messages on his answering machine in about 15 minutes and, oh yes, nicknames his penis. Classic screwball comedies have come from much less. As I said, I love the premise. The movie, it's okay. It's a great vehicle for Kate Hudson. It's practically sewn onto her, like that knockout yellow Dior gown she wears in the posters. And if a schlub like me wants to know who the designer is, that's some dress. Kate Hudson was wonderful as a groupie in Almost Famous, but she was idealized and a little soft. She didn't seem quite broken in by life. But this time, she gets to show some comic spunk. She does dingy blonde shtick like her mom, Goldie Hawn, but in quotation marks. She does it, and she sends it up, too. Her wiggly sweetness matches well with McConaughey's slightly wooden earnestness. They're cute together. But the movie gets hobbled out of the starting gate because Andy doesn't go to bed with Benjamin right away, and so the experiment doesn't have the naughty zing you've been primed to expect. And guys put up with anything before sex. The filmmakers must have been afraid of losing their mainstream audience if they made their heroine deceitful and promiscuous. Heavens! And the director, Donald Petrie, has said in interviews that he objected to the first script he read, in which the couple did go to bed on their first date, on the grounds it sent the wrong message to his 12-year-old daughter. Now, when you set out to make a sex comedy for your 12-year-old daughter, well, if you're any kind of dad, it probably won't be very exciting. I bet Petrie is a great dad. So from moment to moment, the movie is perky and sexless and false, like a Nora Ephron comedy, but with much worse timing. And the music by David Newman is relentlessly cutesy-poo. It's fun, and it will probably be a big hit, but it's also a waste of a killer setup. That's what happens when you make a movie called How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, while you live in terror of losing your audience.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by Mongo Santa Maria, the Cuban conga player and percussionist. He died a week ago at the age of 85. Here he is playing Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man.